for us again. And it's still one of those games where, you know, you feel like we could have played a lot better. And it was probably a closer game than the scoreboard indicated. You know, Northern really had some really good chances. You could say they probably carried the play for, you know, the first half of the game. And CJ bailed us out. So, you know, we kind of have some things we need to work on to fix those things. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're right. You know, wins are wins, and especially in conference play, and especially on the road, you know. You know, you make the long trip in WCHA, and you have to play at a place like this, and to get the 2 points is huge.
How about two defensemen on the blue line scoring for Ferris State tonight? Brandon Anselmini on the power play and Zach Dorr as well, both pick up their second goals of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see those guys contribute offensively, and you know, I thought they both really played well defensively tonight too. They were very steady, and really all of our D for the most part played very, very well, and that helped us. And you know, so yeah, exactly, when you get a contribution and those guys get on the scoreboard, it definitely helps. And I think both of them were kind of tricky shots that might have fooled the goaltender. They didn't quite see, I think, Anselmini's one, and Dora's really as well, so we'll take it.
Taking a look at the power play, your thoughts on the special teams, Ferris State 2-for-7 tonight, and those power play goals coming from Shemp and Anselmini today. Got to be happy as the power play continues to roll. It's at 29% tonight.
Yeah, that's it is good to see, and it's something that, you know, believe it or not, it's kind of been a bit of a weakness of ours in the last couple weeks. You know, even though we've gotten a goal here or there, we felt we could be better. And the goal I really liked especially was Kyle Shemp's. He really did a great job in front of the net there, and just, you know, really battled hard and had his stick in the right place. And that's kind of a playbook power play goal type when you know, a goal when you talk about a guy just battling hard in front of the net. And then definitely, you know, that goal early in the third, you know, that was kind of a difference maker in that it put us in control of the third period. You know, they had this, they pulled their goalie after that, and it really just took any wind out of their sails in terms of getting a comeback going.
Thoughts on what Ferris State has to do to get the sweep on the road? I know the adage is sweep at home, split on the road, and it's so hard to sweep on the road, but Ferris State now one game away from doing it. What do they have to do?
Right, and I think our guys have been pretty good about taking it one night at a time, and you know, we didn't come in just, you know, thinking about a weekend series. We came in and just worried about winning tonight, and now that, you know, mission accomplished there, so we have to get back to the drawing board and find a way to win tomorrow. And, you know, we'll approach it like we have, you know, the other games lately. Hopefully we can do a little bit better to eliminate some of the grade A scoring chances so CJ doesn't have to do quite as much work for us, or, you know, whoever would be in net. They don't have to work quite as hard. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to playing simple, good, quality road hockey. And it's a little different here on the wider sheet, on the Olympic sheet of ice, but, you know, you still have to make the plays in the tough areas in front of the net. You got to chip pucks to get them out. You know, you can't be afraid to go off the window. You got to play, you know, strong in the offensive zone, strong in the defensive zone, and you know, just make the simple play. So the recipe is going to be the same tomorrow as it, you know, as it has been the last 9-10 games, whatever it's been. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you can't guarantee results, but you can guarantee effort. So hopefully the guys come out and we can put our best foot forward.
As the strength and conditioning coach, the video coordinator, and for this question, the goaltending coach as well, give our fans an update. I mean, obviously, CJ Mott, nation leading in win percentage, 10-0-1 on the year. Is it 11-0-1 now on the season?
Yeah.
Obviously, outstanding is probably the only thing you have to say, but there's still Charles Williams, who's an outstanding goaltender, too. Trace Pennock,
yeah,
in Big Rapids. Just
absolutely
an update on the goaltending situation.
Yeah, you know what? And we're really, really blessed with having three kids that are there's great kids to work with, and they really work hard every day in practice, you know, in goaltending drills, whatever the situation is. They come, they treat this very professionally. You know, they work, whether it's an off-ice workout, whether we're on the ice, whatever it might be, they come to work every day, and they do a great job. And it makes us better as a team, too. You know, you run into situations in the past where maybe we had our top goaltender playing really well, but our number two guy, so to speak, or, you know, other guys in the equation, you know, aren't practicing quite as well. And that hurts us as a team because, you know, you get kind of used to, you know, maybe facing a goaltender not quite on par to what you're going to face on the weekend. So having a guy like Charles especially, who's just – really, really, as I think he's turned the corner, become a great goaltender for us and a great asset for us. Having him, you know, battling like he does in practice every day, I think that's really helped us score this year because, you know, when you face a tough goaltender every day, then when you see one on the weekend, you kind of know what you have to bring, what you're going to expect, and what you have to do to score goals. So I think he's been great. Trace, the same thing. You know, when he gets his shots in net, he provides another excellent goaltender for us. And at the end of the day, it's making us a better team.
All right, Dave, thanks for your time. Good luck tomorrow. We'll see you back at the hotel.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Dave Sensor, the assistant coach of the Ferris State hockey team. Dogs lead 4-1 after After this competition, they extend their unbeaten streak to 10 consecutive games in a row, and that's a nation's leading best. The Bulldogs also extend their winning percentage in the WCHA. Before this weekend, the Fair State was up 3 games on second place Bowling Green for 6 points ahead. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back with the box score and the audio highlights. Dogs win 4-1. You're listening to the Johnson Automotive Postgame Show live on the Bulldog Sports Network and Sunny 97.3 FM, the voice of the Bulldogs.